much, man. Praise God. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. You know, I was thinking, they say that when a muscle's warmed up, that you don't just go and jump and lift, or you don't just go and run. You can if you want to, but you might get an injury. But when you warm the muscle up, it's 35% stronger than when it's not warmed up. So when we get warmed up this morning, there'll be 35% more worship than we're not warmed up to worship. Amen. So we really want to get warmed up to worship the Lord. I think that sometimes our meetings drag on too long, too much talking and preaching. I think we need to have a bit more worship, a bit more of the spiritual side. Now, I can't just achieve it and flick my fingers and do it, but I believe that God, there's a certain way I believe God's wanting to move us at the minute, if we can grip it. And I believe God wants to do something. And what I want to bring this morning, it's been on my heart from Wednesday night. I kept thinking about it. I kept saying it. All week I've been thinking about it. And I could have went and prepared so many points and this and that, but I refused to do that. Because I want to try that the Holy Spirit will bring across what He wants us to know now. I hope you can understand what I'm saying, but I believe God wants to do something with us. Praise God. We had a wonderful service on Wednesday night. The Spirit of God came down amongst us on Wednesday night. And we need more meetings like that, where we know the power of God coming on us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, in case I forget, because I might, our brother Andrew will be coming tonight. Please come along tonight. He's going to bring a report about being in Israel. He got on the plane to come home, and the next day they bombed where he was. If it had been one more day, he would have been dead. But the Lord's good, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise God. And also, Brother Keith's doing well. I said to him yesterday, I knelt down and I said to him, are you believing? And he said, I'm believing. Now, I will have to be honest with you. The medicine's doing its best to try and kill him. That's what's doing it. I had to be honest about it. Some of the stuff they give people works against faith. I believe that. Now, the doctors and nurses are doing the best, but we need to pray that God will fill our brother with His power. And His strength will come upon him. That God will raise him up. Praise God. Let's sing this before we turn to the Word of God. Praise God. Let's really worship the Lord this morning. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, that you're still on the throne. Amen. You will remember your own. Your promise is true. God will not forget you. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for Brother Keith,
yes,
for Lee Hearn, for the three McDonald boys this morning, that the hand of God will be upon every one of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may they be healed. May there be a manifestation of 1 Peter 2:24 that by your stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Let there be a manifestation of your word.
Amen.
Coming upon them, going through them, running over them. In the name of Jesus I pray. Lord, I ask this morning that you'll begin to fill people in this house.
Yes.
With a baptism.
Yes.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Upon your handmaidens. And upon your servants.
Right.
May it come to pass again.
Jesus.
That they may be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus I pray. Lord, I ask that you'll stir up the gifts.
Yes.
Within your people. Lord, that they already have. That they've already been given. Lord, that they'll be stirred up. And we begin to manifest the power of God and the move of God in Jesus' precious name. Lord, bless your word to their hearts. Give us the context of the text. Oh Lord, speak to us today. Do what you're wanting to do. Move us out of the road. Move the Holy Ghost in. Empty us. Then fill us. Oh Lord, I pray. Send the fire. Then send the rain. In the name of Jesus, the former rain and the latter rain, the double portion. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh Lord, grant it this morning. Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost upon myself by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord. you to undertake for me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? The Lord bless each one. I appreciate the offering this morning. And I'll tell you, it's been a time. I've never had a time like it before I went away. The battles and everything, but it's been something, and we just trust in the Lord. Let us turn to the Word of God this morning to the book of Joel. And I want to talk about the former and the latter rain. And there's been so much what people have took these scriptures in recent years and made it that it's a teaching. And that the teaching will prepare the people and will go and that'll be it. But the Bible doesn't say that at all.
Amen.
That's not the truth. That's partly true, but it's not really the truth. It's talking about the Holy Spirit watering the ground. Let's read this in Joel chapter 2. Let's read from verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. You may be seated, praise God. Now there's many, many scriptures here what talks about that. The phrase former and latter rain occurs multiple times in the Bible, and the words vary according to what version of the Bible you're reading. But we're reading the King James Version because we believe it's the best one. The former rain and the latter rain. You cannot begin to prepare to sow, and your sowing will be absolutely of no use if you don't have the former rain. There has to be the first rain coming on the seed when it's sown to start it. Are you here? It is the rain on the seed at the beginning that begins it off. It is necessary that the young crop, that the seed is sown, has this rain to get it started. And if this rain does not come on it to get it started, it'll produce nothing. And that is why that the former rain, and we are Pentecostals, and I'm going to keep emphasizing that.
Amen. Amen.
There's been so much talk against Pentecostal. That's all right for the organization side, but I'm not talking about that.
Amen.
I'm talking about the Bible Pentecost.
Right.
The former rain is classed as the day of Pentecost. So the church began at the day of Pentecost. She was born at Pentecost. Now it caused the Holy Spirit to come on the day of Pentecost to birth the church, to fill the church, to empower the church, to give the church the necessary equipment she needed to go forth. You cannot find me nowhere in the book of Acts where they took the promise of the Father to lock themselves away into the Bible institution, what would give them the adequate points of knowledge they would need to convert the nation before them. You can't find that. You can't find for me where they took the promise of the Father and they went down to the local shop and have themselves tailor-made collars and cloaks and call themselves reverend and bishop this and bishop something else, an elder so-and-so here and elder so-and-so there. You can't find that. But you will find that God said that the promise has been given by the Father, that Peter said these scriptures must needs be fulfilled. Now let me go back in this for a moment. There's three things I want to get to you today. Number one is when the rain first came. That's the seed of the start. Number two, it's when the rain comes. The last rain. The latter rain. That's the seed at the end, just before Jesus comes. But in between that, it talks about receiving the former and latter rain all at once. That's a double portion. And you said, how would you link that to the Bible? Very easily. Elisha and Elijah. But let's go back. I won't run ahead of myself. Let's go back and take some scriptures. Deuteronomy. And you know the five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. How many knows they're really the books of Moses? How many knows that? Praise God. Deuteronomy 11. You see, now, let me say this. If you study this, if you look this up when you go home today, most of us have internet and all these things, you will see that this talks about the seasons. And Israel, being dry, needed the rain to come before they started the planting. So they needed this former rain to come before they started the planting. Then they needed the latter rain to come to finish what they planted. That's us. We can say when we can see how the rain come on us. But after many years, some of us need rain again. All of us do. That the job will be finished. Let's read verse 14 of Deuteronomy 11. Verse 14. That I will give you the rain on your land in its due season. The first rain, that's the former rain. And the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. So you cannot have corn and oil without the rain. Are you hearing me this morning? I want to make this real plain and real simple. If you don't have the rain, you've no corn and you've no oil. You said, brother, we have the word. The word without faith won't do anything. I preached it the other week. The word has to be mixed with faith. You can preach the best sermon in the world and people can hear the best sermon in the world, but if they don't mix it with faith, it does nothing. The Bible even tells us the answer is not in because of unbelief. Though the Lord was with them, though they've seen the miracles, though they've seen the signs, because of unbelief they entered not in. Go with me to Jeremiah. I just want to give you some scriptures. Jeremiah 5 and 24. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 24. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord, our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter rain in the season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. So there is a season for the former rain, and there is a season for the latter rain. And the season for the former rain was the first outpouring was Pentecost. And we are promised another outpouring before the coming of the Lord. And people say it's happened. I'll agree with you. But are we not closer to the coming of the Lord than they were? Are we not living in the last of the last days? And how can the last crop be ripened if God won't send any rain? There'll be nobody going if there's no rain. So there has to be rain today. And the Bible said that God will pour a spirit in all flesh. And people say all flesh is not saved. Yes, but what about the flesh that is saved?
Amen. That's right.
Don't concentrate always on the negative.
That's right.
What about us that saved that need the Spirit?
Amen.
Yes. We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Go on forward to the book of Hosea. I'm just giving you these scriptures so that you can see that many times the Lord talks about this. Hosea 6 and 3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain on the earth. He, the Lord, will come on to us as the rain. We need the Lord coming on us afresh as the rain, as the dew of heaven comes in the morning, as you walk through the fields and your feet is soaking wet before you get far, because the dew of heaven has come down and it's watered the ground, and the plants flourish and the plants grow and the sun hits it and it booms forth and it grows forth. So we need the Holy Spirit coming upon the people of God today.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You can have the right seed. And you can plant it in the right ground. But if you let it dry up, it'll die. It needs to be watered. It needs to be nurtured. It can be the right seed. People emphasize so much about the seed. But the seed must go in the right ground. The Bible tells that. It said the good seed fell on the shallow ground. It sprung up quick, but the storms and the weeds soon got over it and killed it. Doesn't it talk about that? And the sun scorched it. But it was the right seed. I hear people say, oh, they didn't hear the right word or they would have come on through. That's nonsense. There's only one right word. The word of God.
Amen.
The ground has to be prepared. The ground needs the rain.
Right.
Now we don't fully understand that here in Ireland because we have too much rain. But if you go over to Australia, you'll know what it's all about. Or over to Jerusalem, you'll know what it's all about. And you know, when you go into the Jewish festival and the Jews at a certain time of the year before they go to plant, and they take, I think it's 40 days, and they do a prayer. It's in Hebrew. I have the writings for it here this morning. They go into it. They begin to seek God. They begin to seek the face of God. And they start to ask God to send rain. And there's a Hebrew rain for the sending of the rain that they pray for. Because they know without the rain, they cannot sow their crop. Their crop will never grow because the ground's too dry and too hard without the rain. It takes the rain to come. Then, that's just the start. But then, when the crop is ready to be harvested, they do it again, and they come together again, and they pray for the finishing rain. Are you hearing me? We have had the rain that started us, but we need the rain to finish us. Are you with me? The same Holy Spirit that moved us to get saved, the same Holy Spirit that brought us to get saved, is the Holy Spirit we need again this morning to bring us to full maturity, to bring us to the finish point. So there will be trees of righteousness planted by the Lord. The former and the latter rain. Deuteronomy, if you read Deuteronomy 13, sorry, chapter 11, verse 13 through to 15. Let's just go back to it for a moment. Deuteronomy 11, 13 to 15. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season. So God is saying, if we follow the word, he will give us the rain. Now God does not expect us to have the word and no rain. But when we follow the true word of God, we can expect to have the rain. For the promise is unto you and to your children, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:38, we all quote it, we all know it. Repent ye therefore and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This is all about getting the Spirit. This is all about being filled with the Spirit. This is all about the dew of heaven coming upon you, so that you're not a dry Christian.
Amen.
But that you're watered by the Lord. That the joy you had when you first conceived would come upon you again. That you would receive another portion of the first love, the first joy, to take you on over at the end time. And only that latter rain can do it. But we want the former and the latter rain. We'll have them both in the first month. Oh, how we need it. How we need the rain to come. And I'm not talking about the natural rain. We've had enough of it here. We want spiritual rain. How many believes me?
Amen.
Spiritual rain coming on us, flowing over us. We've had little showers of blessings, and they're wonderful. But oh, that God would open the heavens up. Oh, that God would send a deluge upon us. Oh, that God would flood us with a spiritual outpouring. That's what we need today.
Amen.
We don't need another history lesson. How God done it.
Right.
We need to experience it.
Amen.
We need that joy of God.
Right.
We need to see the power of God in our day.
Amen.
We need to receive the Holy Spirit ourselves in our time to reach this generation.
Right.
God has born us at this time. We weren't born at another time. We were born at this time. God born us at this time, that we would take forth the message at this time, to this generation, to this age.
Right.
And we need the rain.
Yes, amen.
Oh, that God would send the rain. This is my prayer. I can't get this out of my head. It's in me all week. The former rain, the latter rain. Oh, that God would send it. Verse 14, and I will give you the rain in your land in its due season. The first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in the corn. You can't gather it without it. Use it farm, and I know, because I buy different things for the pigeons and a brother guy for his pheasants. But you know, if you get a summer that's all sunshine and no rain, the corn and the stuff on the plants don't come into them right. They're almost burnt off. There's not. It won't be a real good harvest. There has to be a balance. It needs a finishing rain. How many knows what I'm saying? A rain that starts it in the ground, and a rain that finishes into the ground, to bring it to full maturity, so that you'll have a successful crop. On the day of Pentecost, don't you start to tell me it wasn't successful, because I'll tell you, when the day of Pentecost has truly come, the power of God came down. I tell you, after the day of Pentecost, the Bible tells me that the Lord worked with them with signs and wonders and divers miracles.
Amen.
Yes.
When Peter and John went up to pray, they met a lame man in the way, silver and gold and wheat on such as we have. That was a result of the rain.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the church began at Pentecost. William Branham said that this is apostolic age is still going. He said, I can show you where God put it in the Bible. Can you show me where he took it out? You can't. And he says the church began at Pentecost on the revelation that Jesus Christ is the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Peter said, "Thou art the rock." And he says, "You'll end with the same thing." How can he say she'll end in the same thing if we don't believe for the same result, if we don't expect the same blessing, if we don't expect the same outpouring, if we don't expect the same manifestation? There has to be the same thing, because I believe what that prophet of God said. He said, if the orange tree ever puts forth from the original orange root, oranges will grow on it again, because it's an orange tree to begin with.
Yes, it will.
And he says, if the Holy Spirit ever pours out again, it'll write another book of Acts behind it.
Amen.
Because it did that in the beginning.
Amen.
Teaching, brother, bring us into it. Teaching, brother, bring it into it. For that hasn't. What we have is a bunch of people that's educated and they don't know the power of God. Let's be honest about it. Let's not kid ourselves. I've traveled quite a lot of places. I know what I'm talking about. People make statements, "We don't need the gifts no more. We put the gifts on the shelf." Where do you read that in the Bible? Where do you read it? The prophet of God said, he said this, he said that God never takes away, he adds to.
Amen.
He never takes away.
Right.
We need the Holy Spirit. We need teaching. Sure we do. The right kind of teacher. Bible teacher.
Yes, amen.
Sure we need teaching. I'm not saying we don't need teaching, but there's a big problem. Everybody seems to be a teacher. I think that's why William Branham said in one of his last years, he said that God would raise up evangelists to sweep this message to come to the Lord.
Amen.
He must have foresaw that they'd all be teachers.
Right.
What about the fivefold ministry?
Yes.
What about the Bible talking about it?
Amen.
You know what the Bible says about it? It says that if you need the fivefold ministry to come into perfection of the saints.
Right.
Pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, and apostles.
Right.
And an apostle's a sent one.
Amen.
It's not just all teaching. We need the rain. I want to tell you, young person in this meeting this morning, if you lay before God and ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit and ask Him to baptize you with the Holy Spirit, you will get the thing you need that will take you through. You will get the thing you need that will make you an overcomer.
Great. Glory. Amen.
Seminar religion won't do it.
Amen.
Wearing cloaks won't do it.
Yes.
Joining a denomination won't do it. But being in Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost will do it. Oh, we need this rain. Then he would bless them. The blessing is ascribed in the entire chapter, verses 13 to 15. A promise of enough rain. Verse 15. And I will send grass in the fields for your cattle, that thou mayest eat and be filled. This is God's promise. Now let me read you this, what I wrote about this. In Palestine, the early rains came in autumn, October, November. And later rain came in the spring, March, April. So they came at the end and the start. Here could be different. But there's two times the rain came. It came in the October. Then it came again. October, November, then it came again March, April. But we read this morning that God will send both of them in 1 month. Did you read that?
Yes.
I did. God has promised to do what He done in the first rain and the latter rain all at once.
Yes.
Now I'll tell you something. When I said the other week of a Jack go the wee dipper and the big dipper, some people looked at me. Some people don't believe God can do it today. They don't. Some people believe that this age that God sort of kind of restricted. But I want you to know that God never takes to do it.
Amen.
Until it's a time that they said can't be done.
Glory.
That's the time God does it.
Yes. Yeah, Lord.
Right.
If it could be done any other time, go ahead and do it.
Yes.
But God takes to do things when people say it can't be done. People say the message, if you've read the message and believe the message God sent, you would know that a prophet of God said, something has to come before we go. That's what He said. The quickening power will have to come. Says these mechanics need the dynamics. See, the mechanics is always, they're sitting there, but they need the dynamics coming on them. To move them. And oh, how do we need the dynamics this morning?
Amen.
I'm going to bring this more down personal in a moment. But I believe He said it. Here's a statement He said. People say, this will never be done again. Something else will never be done again. God won't never do this again. You can't take that from the Bible.
That's right.
If you do, you're against this word. Let's see the discrepancy, actually. Because my Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. My Bible says in Malachi 3, 7, that I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
William Branham, Smith Wigglesworth, all them great men of God said, they said if Jesus opened blinded eyes one time, He can still do it.
That's right.
Because He's the same. Don't restrict God. If your faith can't come up, don't restrict God. And don't stop somebody's faith that wants to come up.
Amen. Right.
But don't say God can't do it, because God's more than able.
Amen.
This is God that furnished the table in the wilderness under an Old Testament. This is God that led them for 40 years. And don't forget, their clothes never waxed for 40 years.
Right.
Shoes of the feet didn't even wear off them. For 40 years. You can go and get yourself Adidas or whatever other modern junk they have out there.
That's right.
There's none of them lasted. Not a one of them. You could keep a good pair of Sunday shoes and it still wouldn't last that long.
Right.
You only wore them on a Sunday and it still wouldn't last 40 years. Amen. But God done that. That's the God we serve. That's why God can't tell them, remember what I've done. Remember what I've done. Tell your children's children. Remember what I've done. Brother Robert said, he said, what you're seeing now will be nothing to what's coming. You never hear much of that, but what you hear is never nothing will happen again. It's all over now. The prophet didn't preach that. He said, if you're a farmer, keep on farming. Till the Lord comes. He says, look for the coming of the Lord. Be ready every moment and every hour. But keep on farming. If you're a young man looking for a wife, go and get yourself a wife and good morning and raise your children. Continue on. Continue on. Continue on. God's not calling us to some mountain to say it's over tonight. God's not calling us to some, you know, field out here to say it's over tonight. God's not doing that. God is saying continue on. Seek for the same power. Seek for the same blessing. Keep preaching the gospel. Keep going forward.
Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
That's what God's saying.
That's right.
Yes.
God's prophet never said, if you don't hear brother so-and-so that comes after me, you'll never make the rapture. And he never said, if you don't see here brother so-and-so over here, you won't make the rapture. There's no scripture for that stuff.
Amen.
But people's preaching it. It's seen in the scriptures. It's false teaching.
All right.
You need to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost you need.
Amen.
You need this rain. Oh Lord, send the rain. Send the rain, Lord. Oh, there's a song I've been thinking of and I can't think of all the words of it. But over in Stevenage, you know, some people didn't like the Stevenage group, but they were rough. And there's one thing about them, they knew how to worship. They knew how to worship God, and when they got to worship, they were Pentecostals. When they knew how to worship, and when they worshiped the power of God, Father. And they used to say, oh Lord, send down the rain. Then they would sing, I want a revival in my soul. Many's ever heard that song.
Right.
We need to learn it. We need to start singing it because it's the truth.
Amen. Yes.
I tell you, we don't need no more services. What do you think? It's a funeral procession.
Amen. That's hard. Amen.
We are bored to tears. We need meetings that you can't wait to get into.
Amen.
And that when you want to leave, you can't leave. Not because the pastor's still preaching, but because the Holy Spirit's fallen.
Great.
Amen.
That's the type of meetings we need.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 5:24, God declares, He gives us rain. Let us now fear the Lord our God that give rain, both the former and the latter rain in a season. God's promised.
Amen.
Now I know we have sayings today. Is it true, brother, that we won't know the difference in the seasons at the end of the world? No, it's not true. That's a lie. But that's what people say. But that's not the Bible. The Bible says the seasons and harvest will continue.
All right.
Now there's it. Here it is. I want you to get, not just flick this over your mind now. The seasons and the harvest will continue in the natural. If the seasons and the harvest and the rain continues in the natural, why should we divorce away a move of God for our time, for our generation? Why should we listen to somebody telling us it can't be done today because it's no longer the season to do it when the Bible says it'll remain?
That's right.
All right. You better watch, because God can discern your thoughts, you know.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
All
right. Now I want you to listen to me carefully. The next time you meet them and they tell you about the seasons, give them this one. There's a man with a foot of a Bethesda and he missed his season.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He missed the season of the visitation of the angel. He missed the season where he could have been healed. He missed the season where he could have been delivered.
Yes.
He missed the season. But Jesus passed by him out of season.
Amen. Right.
Are you here?
Anything. Anywhere.
Jesus passed by him and he starts to tell him the doctrine.
That's right.
That he'd missed the season. He tells him about the doctrine that he'd missed the season and he'd missed the visitation and he'd no one to put him in the water. At such times, the water was troubled, but Jesus healed him.
Amen. Amen.
I want to tell you, now's the time.
Glory. Great.
God can do it now.
Amen.
You don't have to wait to come into something.
Amen.
My Bible says the word of God is now the even and thy might that we preach.
Amen.
That if thou shalt believe with thy heart and confess thy mouth, thou shalt be saved. The word of God says preach it in season and preach it out of season.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
I want you to rise up in faith this morning and expect a visitation from God today.
Amen.
Don't think, well, I'll have to position myself. How would you do that?
Faith.
It's by grace you're saved.
Amen.
Through faith.
That's
the truth. It's nothing to do with you or me.
Amen.
Now my time's gone. I'm going to come to close in a moment. Are you alright for a moment?
Amen.
See, the different versions use different phrases. From former and latter rain, autumn and spring, to reflect the meaning of the Hebrew words translated as former rain. Let me just look at this. Let us fear the Lord our God, who gives autumn and spring rains and season, who assures us of the regular weeks of harvest. He assures us. God will do it. Amen? Once again, it is clear that the passage is speaking of the rain. Hebrews, Hosea 6 and 3, then we shall know if we follow on to know the Lord. It's going forth as prepared as the morning, and he shall come on us as the former rain and the latter rain. Praise God. In the first month, the former rain, the latter rain on the earth. God will do it. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains, the water of the earth. His coming is like the rain. He brings refreshment and joy. And there's so many scriptures, but I can't read them all. Zechariah 10 and 1, James 5, 7, 8. Let's read James 5, 7, 8. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and of long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. So he can't receive the fruit until he receives the rain. People put such an emphasis on believing things to go, when the Bible puts the emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The rain.
Yes.
Are you seeing this?
Amen.
The Bible emphasis is the Holy Spirit coming on it. And it won't be ready to go if the Holy Spirit doesn't come on it. And he has long patience.
Right.
For the fruit of the ground. Just like the Lord is patient with us.
Yes.
And with those that's not saved. You hear songs. And I've even heard prophecies for the came and it said, and the Lord will this morning write new names on the book. That's not true. They're already on it. How many know they're always on it?
Yeah. Right.
Now there's a time when somebody makes a decision, we know that. But in the mind of God, your name was on the book from the foundation of the world. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Certainly it was. Yeah. For God's long patience.
Yeah.
For that weak fellow that's out there.
Right.
For that weaker.
Right. Yeah.
God's long patience.
Yeah. Right.
And the thing we need to bring them in is not more knowledge, it's more rain.
Yeah. Right.
We need the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, that God would send us a former rain.
Yeah.
And the latter rain all at once. Oh, how many is ever in a meeting years ago when the priest sees things? Probably better than I'm doing it. I'm maybe not doing a good job, but it wasn't a good thing to bless you. Never hear it no more. I've never heard it in years. Nobody preaching from these scriptures. Oh, I've heard them telling us it's all fulfilled now.
Yes. Yeah.
And why would God? I don't believe that. I just do not believe it.
Right.
You think God says, get on with it and finish me? No, he doesn't. We've read you here what the Word of God says. The early rain in Joel 3:23 refers to Pentecost. Latter rain refers to future Pentecost. Let me read you this statement. I'm going to have to close in a moment. Remember, he said there'd be a former rain and a latter rain. And in the latter rain, both former and latter rain would come together, a double portion. Hallelujah. Then if we see what the former rain produced, are you here now? How much more will the latter rain produce? Less?
No.
Hmm. If the word that God has sent us, and we know God sent a message, we know that. We know according to Malachi 4, 5, and 6 that God sent the spirit of Elijah to turn our hearts back to the apostolic faith.
Amen.
Now, if God has turned our hearts back to the apostolic faith, and we've obeyed Acts 2:30, we should have the Holy Spirit. We should not accept anything less in way of power, in way of manifestation, and way of gifts than what the first church had.
Amen.
People take Brother Branham and said it far exceeded it. And I'll agree with you. God done mighty things, but what about us? People say all you have to do is believe it, brother, and you're in. Well, what if God's called me to preach? Will I not reach nobody? What if God's called you to preach? Will you reach nobody? Would you just tell them God's already done it? Who will you point them to?
Amen.
I will tell you, you must point them to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If Brother Branham come back in the morning and you went on a mission trip with him, who do you think he preached about?
Amen.
He didn't preach about himself. He preached about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He rebuked 95% of what there is today. I tell you, that's the truth.
Amen.
He said, I preach what Paul preached.
Amen.
Paul preached Christ.
Glory.
For there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Then we see the former rain produced. How much more will the latter rain produce? When God poured out His Spirit, there will be signs and wonders take place. Now we did see it in the ministry of William Branham. We did see it. We did see it. But we as individuals have to have an expectation of what God can do with us.
Right.
Seeing that should give you faith to believe. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I was speaking not long ago, as your beloved pastor published it, when omnipotence speaks, miracles happen. It has to. It has to. The resurrection of Jesus, that message is called.
Amen.
My time's beating me and I'm going to have to go quickly. I believe coming down to this text now that we're living in the very day that God had promised that He would pour out His Spirit on the Gentile church. He poured out His Spirit upon the Hebrew church. Pentecost. Back there at the beginning of the day of Pentecost, He said there would be a former rain, the latter rain. The two different people, the Jew and the Gentile, in the last days, He would pour out His Spirit upon the Gentile church. From a message called Handwriting on the Wall. Now God is turning back to Israel. We know that. Israel's our time clock. How many knows that? You come tonight and you hear a bit about Israel. Israel's our time clock. We are to watch Israel. Israel's to go back to their homeland. Israel's to bring in the worship again. There's so many things. Paul the Apostle preached it. Now this is not so, you know, well, such the one said. Paul preached this. Paul said that the casting off of God's people brought in us and we're not a people.
That's right.
What will the gathering of us people be but God turning back to the Jews? How many know Paul preached that? But we have to expect an outpouring. Spice, I have to close. We're at the end. We're at the end. Now don't tell me, according to what I've read, there's no spirit at the end. That's a contradiction to my Bible. Because if you believe the Word of God says there will be the latter rain. Somebody said the latter rains already took place and it's over now. Then have we missed it? If we have, you've just told me we're not the bride at the end. That's what you actually believe. Do you see how foolish that is? We have to expect God to visit us. I was reading a little bit of Spurgeon this morning. I hadn't the time to read it all. I just read a couple of bits in it. But he said in there, when you first get saved, you were like the plant that received the first rain. When you first get saved. How many's following me here now? When you first get saved, you had the joy, you had enthusiasm, but the years go. And as the years go, we can dry up, we can lose the enthusiasm, we can lose the joy, or we can play church if we want. But I'm talking about the real thing now.
Amen.
But that rain does what the first one did for you. Gives you back that joy. Let us stand on our feet this morning. Let us close our eyes as our brother's coming. It's the time's gone. You know, I'm going to say something. Sometimes we can worry so much about time, we can restrict the move of God. I'm telling you. I'm not saying it because, you know, the time's gone or anything, but I'm just saying. The form of rain and the lot of rain. I'm not going to ask nobody to lift your hands or anything because every one of us would have to lift them. Because there's times every one of us haven't been like we were when we first got saved. But God can give us that form of rain.
Amen.
And the lot of rain. In the first month. That means even what you had when you first got saved, God will even give you more.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Glory.
Do you believe that this morning?
Amen. 100%.
Let's believe God as we pray. And you really respond to the Lord your own way this morning as we seek God here. And you tell the Lord you want that. Be sincere about it.
Amen.
I believe that God will do it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you'll just give the people something from your word this morning. Lord, maybe that sermon's been a bit mixed up. But Lord, I just pray you'll give us that former and latter rain. What your prophet said, it was a double portion.
Amen.
How we need the double portion.
Glory.
How we need water.
Amen.
Lord, that we bring forth fruit.
Amen.
At this end time.
Yes.
Father, I pray you'll cause your rain come upon your people this morning. Lord, it would come on us like the dew from heaven. Coming over us, filling us, thrilling us. Lord, the Pentecostal blessing.
Amen.
What the first church had. May it come on us today. Bless my sister, I pray, fill her. Bless my brother, I pray, fill her.
Amen.
Bless that boy, bless that girl, bless that man, that woman. Fill them with the Holy Ghost afresh. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Father, I thank you for all past blessings. But Lord, I pray you'll give us what we need at this time to go forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as a brother comes.
It's beginning, yes, ain't your heart. It's beginning to.